Welcome to another edition of From the Stables. I'm Pete Staples, tasracing.com.au. I'm talking to trainer Angela Brakey, who'll take White Hawk to Devonport on Sunday, hoping he can chalk up another win. Ange, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Peter. How are you?
I'm all right. No, you're okay, recovering from the fall you had from
yes.
White Hawk in the training
yes.
arena, and you almost broke your neck.
Yes, I was very, very lucky. It was just a very unfortunate accident, and I'm lucky to be here, and I'm lucky it's fixed. So,
well, I noticed you're in a neck brace last week, and you're still with that apparatus on your neck this week.
Yeah, I've got to have that for 10 weeks after the surgery. So, oh. At least it's a soft one, not a rigid one that I had on before. So oh. it's. Yeah, much more pleasant.
All right, well, White Hawk's first up run for you, and that was at Devonport last week, over the 1350. Step straight into the 1880. What can we expect in his race on Sunday?
Look, I think he'll run really well. He's a horse that is far from conventional in the way you train him and you race him. He's a bit of a different fish, but look, his run was super on Sunday last week. He came home really well. He's only beaten 2.1 lengths, and he was 5 and 10 kilos over the rest of the field, the first and second horses, and most of the rest. So he, I thought that was a really good run. His last 200 was his best work, and he should be plenty fit enough because he keeps himself very busy and fit, so I'm hoping for a good performance.
All right, Peter Louis claims 3 kilos, and it's great to have Peter Louis back riding after his 6 month out with an injury. That 56 kilos, White Hawk will think it's Christmas.
I know. Look, it's wonderful, and like Pete rode him first up and won, and then had a third on him beginning of last prep, so he knows the horse and he's had success on him, so. He should be able to do a good job on Sunday.
Would you be disappointed if he didn't win?
Well, it's a tricky field, those small fields, and it depends on the pace, the speed in the race. So, but he should be able to. I mean, he's a tricky horse too. If he puts in the effort, he should win like this.
Okay.
I can't see him not winning. So. But he can be a bit of a naughty horse at times.
All right. Well, the informed Siobhan Renegade appears as the likely hardest to beat, although
yes.
Is only a 68 rater still, so your bloke's a 79 rater. On ratings alone, you and 56 kilos, if he's fit enough and puts his mind on the job, he should go pretty close to winning.
Mm. Look, there's a few horses that'll all be up there together, but... like I said, if his mind's on the job, he should be able to win.
All right, well, all the best with White Hawk. He certainly owes you, Ange.
Yes, he does. All right. Thanks, Pete.